Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're going overseas. Tom Rivers is joining us right now, and Israel is about to be the first country to begin offering booster shots to the elderly for COVID. Tell us about this, Tom.
Good morning, Susan. Yeah, they're arguably, they have the highest vaccination percentage of adults anywhere in the world, and they've had exclusively the Pfizer version there. They say as of Sunday, August 1st, those that are over 60 who have had their second shot more than 5 months ago are being advised to go down and get a booster. Now, this isn't the booster that you and I have talked about in the past that they're working on the labs right now dealing with specifically the Delta variant. It's the same one they had in dose one and dose two. So in essence, it's like recharging the system. And again, it's pretty controversial. WHO says we don't think you need a booster right now. We may need it down the road. So a lot of countries going to be watching this over the next couple of months, seeing if it is in fact pretty effective. Did the first two shots kind of wear off, or were they okay for a while? A lot of questions out there, that you and I will ask, and let's wait for the experts to come forward. Maybe September, October, we get some answers.
Yeah, what is the evidence they're using to say, well, we need to push out this booster?
Well, they're saying, even Pfizer is saying, their efficacy rate is high. It's about 92-93%. They say after 5-6 months, it's about 83%, which still, in my book, sounds pretty good. But they in essence are saying that, it will, over time, they believe that it will become less effective, and hence the idea of using a booster. Now, I suppose you can extrapolate saying, well, that means every 6 months, everybody's got to line up and have to get another booster, which, maybe you can get your booster this time, but booster number 47, I don't think so. So I think people are going to be watching this in that regard as well, saying, look, we don't want to get be a pincushion every 6 months. Let's figure out and do it properly.
Tom, what's the interest level from the people of Israel in getting this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Don't have an answer. I think the fact that just about everybody there has gotten their vaccination. Again, I say it drops off a little bit in the younger folk, but generally, high vaccination rate. I would assume people are going to go forward and say, yep, I'm, over 60, and I had my second shot 6-7 months ago. Yeah, I'll probably get it again. If you revisit this a couple of years later, if you have to get more boosters, I would assume those numbers may well go down. But early in this story right now, probably a lot of people will be coming forward, get that booster, and then we'll see what the numbers are like, and we'll see exactly how effective it is.
Is there any pushback, whether within Israel or outside of Israel, criticism saying that, hey, we're now giving people a third shot that, might not even be necessary, swimming in boosters when many parts of the world, don't have vaccines, period?
Yeah, well, Bennett's government is leaning heavily on, he's identified 57 experts in Israel, and the score was 56-1, saying go for the booster. So I think really, with those kind of numbers, they're going to say, look, our experts say do it, we're going to do it, regardless what others in the region or others in the world may say. And I think it's important, too, to see, how effective this thing is. It could, paint the way for boosters in the UK, boosters in the US down the road. Or, as the WHO says, you can go ahead and do it, but we don't think you really need to. It's going to go one way or the other, and as I say, we'll find out a couple of months down the road.
Tom, thank you for joining us. Tom Rivers joining us this morning from overseas, Israel, starting on Sunday to begin offering booster shots to the elderly.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.